Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. This time we're tackling exercises of practical life.
EPL.
Yeah, EPL. And I know what you might be thinking. That sounds kind of old-fashioned,
right?
Like pre-computer era kind of stuff. But stick with us. We're going to show you how this stuff developed by Maria Montessori, like over a century ago, is actually super relevant to our lives today.
Especially with AI becoming such a big part of the picture.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with AI, it's crazy. So we've got a bunch of cool sources here. Some are like detailed guides on how to do specific activities. Like there's one on how to fold a napkin.
Meticulously,
yeah. And then there's like the proper way to offer someone a knife, which I had no idea was a thing.
There's a right way and a wrong way?
Yeah, apparently. And then we've got like overviews of Montessori principles and how they apply today.
It's really interesting to see how these concepts have really stood the test of time.
It is. Like these exercises were designed way before computers even existed. And what I'm finding really interesting is like this whole approach to learning with its emphasis on hands-on experience and repetition. It's kind of like how we adapt to new technologies today.
You're absolutely right. I mean, think about it. Like when you learn to code or you're trying to master a new software program, even just trying to wrap your head around how AI works.
Like, how does it even work?
Exactly. You break these complex things down into smaller steps.
And you practice and practice until you get it right.
It's the essence of EPL.
So for our listeners who might not be super familiar with Montessori, can we break down exactly what exercises of practical life are?
Sure. They're basically everyday activities. But, you know, in a Montessori context, they're carefully designed. They help children develop these essential life skills.
And independence.
And a sense of order.
Yeah, I was reading about that.
It's not just about doing the activity. It's about doing it with intention.
That's a great point. Like, even pouring water from a pitcher to a glass?
That's a classic example.
It sounds so simple.
Right. But you know, it involves a whole sequence of precise movements. You need hand-eye coordination. And you need to concentrate.
I was reading about the specific way to offer a knife to someone.
Oh, yeah. Point toward yourself, handle to the receiver.
Right. Like, why is that even a thing?
I know. It seems almost ceremonial.
Right. It's like a tiny ritual embedded in everyday life.
And that's what I think is so insightful about EPL. You know, it elevates the mundane to a level of conscious awareness.
So we're more present in what we're doing.
And I think that's something we could all use a little more of in our digital lives, especially with all the distractions and information overload.
Totally agree. It's like you're constantly bombarded. So let's connect this to our digital world. We've been talking about these seemingly simple tasks, but how do they translate into like valuable skills? You know, for navigating the digital landscape.
Well, let's go back to that water pouring example. Remember, it requires focus, control, and precision.
Yeah.
Those are the same qualities you need to write a clean line of code or analyze a complex data set.
Huh. I'm starting to see how these seemingly unconnected activities might actually be laying the groundwork for skills we need in today's world.
It's about training your mind, you know, to approach challenges with a methodical and deliberate mindset.
Like being strategic.
Exactly. There's another great example, the walking on a line exercise.
Oh, I read about that. It starts simple, but then it gets harder.
Right. First with beads, then bells, then a water glass, and eventually a book on your head.
Wow.
I know. Can you imagine?
It seems like it's building resilience and adaptability. Like you have to adjust to the challenge, learn from your mistakes, and keep going.
Precisely. And you need that same mindset when you're hit with a new software update or a challenging AI algorithm. You have to experiment, learn from your mistakes, and adjust how you do things.
It's that learning by doing philosophy that's at the heart of EPL.
And it's so relevant today.
It's not just about mastering technology, is it? It's about cultivating the skills to be a lifelong learner, to constantly adapt to this ever-changing digital world.
Absolutely. That's where the true power of EPL is.
Yeah.
It gives us the mental tools to not just survive, but thrive in this world of constant technological change.
This is seriously making me rethink my approach to learning new things. I need to get on that.
Yeah.
But let's dig a little deeper into the specific benefits of EPL. What else is in these sources that might be helpful for our listeners?
You know, it's amazing how EPL helps to bring a sense of order to the chaos of the digital world.
It's like finding a quiet space in all the noise.
Exactly. Remember we were talking about that walking on a line exercise earlier, that focus you need, the discipline of staying balanced as it gets harder and harder. It's like managing your digital workspace.
Oh, interesting. I could see that. Like the principles of staying on that line could apply to how we organize files and prioritize tasks, even managing our online identity across all those different platforms.
Exactly. It's about being intentional and structured, even in the virtual world. That sense of order can be so grounding, especially when you're constantly bombarded with information and notifications.
Right, it's like you're always on.
Right.
The sources also talk about these indirect aims of EPL, like refining motor skills, eye-hand coordination, things that we don't always think of as important for our digital lives. But are they still relevant when we're mostly using keyboards and touchscreens these days?
Oh, absolutely. Technology may have changed how we interact with the world, but the fundamentals of learning, of fine-tuning how we respond to things, that hasn't changed.
Right.
Think about the precision grip you need for writing, or the dexterity you need even for simple repairs around the house.
It's true, you need those fine motor skills.
EPL helps to develop those skills through activities like carefully transferring objects, buttoning and unbuttoning, even polishing something until it shines.
It sounds like it's about staying connected to the physical world, even when we're spending so much time in the digital realm. It's easy to get caught up in the abstract and forget that we still have bodies.
That's such an important point. EPL reminds us that learning isn't just about stuffing your head with information. It's about developing the whole person,
Yeah.
physically, mentally, and socially.
And speaking of the social aspect, a lot of the source material emphasizes the importance of social skills in EPL. How do these exercises help to prepare kids for a world where so much interaction happens online?
Technology definitely gives us amazing ways to connect with each other, but it also creates unique social challenges. Think about navigating online communities, collaborating on projects remotely, even just maintaining healthy boundaries in the digital world.
It's a whole new set of rules.
It is. EPL provides a foundation for these skills by encouraging kids to work together, to share, to take turns, and to respect each other's space.
So it's not just about being polite. It's about building those core social skills that are essential for any environment, a
Yeah.
physical classroom or a virtual team meeting.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that even something as simple as setting a table, an EPL exercise, it can have a big impact on social development.
It seems so basic.
I know, but it teaches kids to think about the needs of others, to follow a sequence, to work together to create something.
It's not just about teaching specific skills, right?
Yeah.
It's about instilling values and a way of thinking that helps people navigate a complex world, online and offline.
That's the heart of the Montessori philosophy, empowering people to become successful, responsible, and compassionate members of a community. And I think those values are more important than ever in a world that's so connected.
I completely agree. It's been really insightful exploring EPL and its connection to our digital lives. But let's make this even more practical for our listeners. In the next part, we'll look at some specific ways we can all use these principles in our daily routines, whether you're a tech whiz or just starting to explore the digital world. Okay, so we've been talking about exercises of practical life and these surprising connections to our digital lives. Now let's get practical. How can our listeners actually use these ideas?
Well, it's all about finding those little ways to bring in those core elements of EPL into what you do every day. The learning by doing, the repetition, the focus, the adaptability.
It's not like we need to change our whole lives, right?
Right. You don't need to do anything drastic. Just start by being more mindful of the everyday things, the stuff we usually do without even thinking.
You mean like cooking or organizing our homes? Even just folding laundry. It's easy to just rush through those things.
That's exactly what I mean. But what if you approach those tasks with the same intention and focus they talk about in UPL? Pay attention to each step, break it down, try to really master it. You might be surprised how satisfying it can be to perfect even a simple task.
Like finding a sense of zen in everyday life.
I love that. And that feeling you get, that calm and accomplishment, it can totally change how you handle things in your digital life too. Imagine being able to manage your inbox or organize your files with that same focus and precision.
It would make things so much easier. Our sources talked a lot about repetition too. Obviously, we don't have to start folding napkins 100 times a day, but how can we use that idea for things like learning a new software program? Or getting more comfortable with AI tools.
Deliberate practice is key. Even just setting aside a few minutes each day to work on a specific skill can make a big difference. The most important thing is to be consistent.
Making it a habit, just like those EPL exercises. And it's not just about mastering the skill itself. There's something bigger going on here, right?
Definitely. Repetition builds resilience. It builds adaptability. The more you get comfortable with the process of learning, the more confident you'll be when you face new challenges. And that's a superpower in today's world.
So being adaptable is really key in our digital world. What are some practical things our listeners can do to build that adaptability?
Embrace the idea that learning never stops. Make it a habit to explore new technologies, play around with new apps, stay curious about what's happening with AI.
So be open to new things, even if they seem a little intimidating at first.
Exactly. And remember, EPL teaches us to break down big, complicated tasks into smaller, easier steps. So even if you're faced with some brand new tech that seems scary, you can approach it step by step.
This is really making me think. It's like those exercises of practical life. Even though they seem so simple, they offer this amazing blueprint for how to approach learning and growth in any part of life.
That's such a great point. They help us build focus, precision, resilience, adaptability, and those are the qualities you need to navigate not just the digital world, but life itself.
This deep dive has been a real eye-opener. It's amazing how relevant these exercises of practical life are, even though they've been around for so long. We hope our listeners have picked up some tips and ideas they can use in their own lives.
And remember, the key is to approach learning with intention, curiosity, and a willingness to embrace the whole journey. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll see you next time.